the greatest puzzle. Friday, July 24th, 2026. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour message, which can be found at lhm.org. The text is the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Jesus' parable of the hidden treasure is number 5 of 7 parables in this chapter. The stories come from everyday life. People working to secure and prepare food, bread mostly, but also fish and some mustard seeds for seasoning. It's all very ordinary. But the stories have puzzling components. One farmer is wasting his valuable seed, indiscriminately scattering it in places where it's sure not to grow. Another farmer doesn't care that his field looks untidy, riddled with weeds. Another lets his garden become overgrown with an embarrassingly large mustard bush, and it doesn't even bother him that it's infested with sparrows who are sure to pick apart his produce piece by piece. He's strangely happy that these greedy little parasites are here. And what's with this woman? An unremarkable domestic day laborer making enough bread to feed a small army? What's Jesus up to, ushering us into this pedestrian yet puzzling world to imagine? Jesus' stories can leave you puzzled. And it's not just for the parts that you don't understand, but also for the parts you do. Because the stories closely resemble what Jesus himself has been doing and why he's facing such opposition. He's been spreading his teaching among people who probably won't amount to anything. And he doesn't care that the neighbors are whispering about the unruly condition of his fields and his pest-infested garden. For a guy putting himself forward as the commander of the armies of God, it makes you wonder, is he writing checks his day laborer salary can cash? It's in this context that Jesus tells the parable of the hidden treasure. Often Christians have taken this to be a parable about us, in that we're supposed to be the main figure in the story, the one who sells everything to buy the treasure, which is supposed to be a symbol of our sold-out commitment to Jesus. Now, Jesus does call us to be all in with him, but is that what this parable is about? In the other parables of Matthew 13, the main actor of the story always represents what God is doing in Jesus to reclaim his good creation. So why would this one be any different? Maybe Jesus isn't demanding anything here, but making a statement about his commitment to us, to everyone who trusts in him, despite their persisting puzzlement. See, you are treasure to Jesus. He sold everything and gave his life on the cross to purchase you back from sin and death and the power of the evil one. And because of that, you can let Jesus sort out everything in the end. The weeds from the wheat, the bad from the good, what to do with all that dough once it rises, and how to find joy in an overgrown, sparrow-infested mustard bush. Because the greatest puzzle of all these stories is that Jesus thinks you are treasure worth dying for. You and everyone you meet. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, help me to stay secure in your plan and hidden in your love. Amen.